are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is probably everyone's... what's the word for it? Most positive time of year. Not because, you know, we just finished Christmas and everybody's opening up their Christmas presents. It's because some of us have shortened work weeks, right? Don't you just get all excited knowing that you have a shortened work week, right? You know, you feel like, well, nothing could go wrong today. Nothing's going to make me upset because it's a shortened work week and the weekend's coming up. I'm though not, I don't think as happy as everyone else because, I kind of looked at, how much I have left on my credit card to spend. I think I got $49 left, the spending limit on my one credit card. We live in a family, my husband and I, that never really believed in credit cards. Okay. Don't spend more than you can't afford. Right. So we have everything down to one credit card. And unfortunately, when everything's down to one credit card, you only have about 40 some bucks left, right? And you have like a little mini SUV that you need to pull up and get gas a little bit later today after the show when I'm on my way to clinic. You get a little nervous. I honestly, you know what I really should have asked for Christmas this year, you know, from friends and family is, you know, paying my credit card bill. I mean, it was nice, you know, the soap set, their perfume, the t-shirt, the fuzzy slippers, those were nice. And thank you. I like fuzzy slippers. They're very nice. You know, it's a thought that counts. But honestly, you all could have helped me. You could have, you know, helped me with my credit card bill. But, now I'm not in the position where I have to do the, quarter tank fill. Remember when we used to do that? Right? $5 for gas. And my parents, it drove them crazy that I would do this, but I could only spend $5 on gas. That was, you know, my budget when I was, you know, living on my own and doing my own thing. And, you know, so at, you know, my mom would be in the car because we'd be going to lunch, you know, every once in a while when I see them. And, you know, I got to stop at the gas, you know, the gas station. And I would hop in the car, you know, like 2 minutes after I started it and drove off. And she's like, well, what are you doing? You're still less than a quarter tank of gas. I go, yeah, that was $5. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Economy's still on all our minds with this fiscal cliff baloney. And I guess Senator Harry Reid, right? He looked like he was just giving up. You know, he's like, how are we going to do this before New Year's? I can't directly quote him because I was, you know, looking at him in as much despair as he was probably looking at the Senate. But it just blows my mind that they wasted all this time on, you know, how much taxes to raise and who to, actually, not on how much in taxes, but who to raise taxes on. Meanwhile, we're going to be hitting the debt ceiling Monday, right? $16 trillion. We aren't going to be able to borrow anymore on Monday. And meanwhile, they're going back and forth on how much to tax the Trumps, how much to tax the Brad Pitts, right? You think that's going to help us on Monday when we hit the debt ceiling? So, I think we all need to be a little smarter with our money, especially those of us that are, you know, citizens and tax-paying citizens, right? Starting January 1st or January 3rd, they say. January 2nd, I guess, current Congress is going to be transitioning to the new Congress January 3rd. I don't know, you all know more about congressional stuff than I do. Meanwhile, I'm just sitting there listening to everybody talk about how our taxes are going up by January 3rd. All right. I got 40 some dollars left on my credit card. All right. If you guys could squeeze any more out of me, all the power to you because I don't got it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, Dr. Dahlia, how come you don't have extra money? You're a doctor. Doctors are rich. Right. You've seen student loans and NYU. I don't know if you guys have heard the story. NYU is deciding to cut training back just to save future doctors money. Did you guys hear about that? All right. New York University and some other medical schools in the United States, I don't have the names of which yet, are deciding to offer a 3-year medical school program instead of 4. They think this will help save money and maybe entice people to become doctors. Their medical school costs $49,560 a year in tuition and fees. All right, and that does not include room, board, books, supplies, condoms, anything like that that we all needed desperately during our medical school years. How do you guys feel about that? Medical school being shorter, just so doctors could afford to go, or, you know, pre-doctors could afford to go, and then doctors don't sit there and complain like your radio host does that they still have student loans 13 years after they graduated. It's 13 years after residency, 12 years after residency. So that would be 15 years after I graduated medical school. It's been 15 years, and I still have student loans I'm paying on. Of course. Yeah. Well, Dr. Dahlia, maybe you need to be a better doctor. You don't get more money being a better doctor, okay? I'm as good a doctor as I can be. Trust me, the government's not going to say, you know what, Dahlia, I'll give you an extra 25 cents because you're just so damn good. No, it doesn't work that way, okay? It doesn't. Insurance companies don't do that. So, according to NYU, they say, we feel confident that our 3-year students are going to get the same depth and core knowledge, that we're not going to turn it into a trade school. You know, if you really want to save money, just do online. Make medical school online. If you really need doctors that badly, you can't attract people going to medical school, just do an online course. And make the questions true-false. Okay? None of these A, B, C, D, E, F, none of the above A, B, and D. All of the above, B and C, but not D and E. You know, I mean, why not make it easier, make it cheaper, make it quicker? That's where medicine is going, people. Don't you want your doctor to have as much experience as they could possibly get before they start seeing you? Now, some of you will argue, well, we're already seeing that happen. We're seeing nurse practitioners and PAs, and they have a couple years less schooling than doctors. I gotta admit, most of the PAs and nurse practitioners I know are awesome. But the ones that are awesome have been in the field for a while. Okay? Some of the things I saw in medical school, I never saw out in practice. I almost wish I had more years of medical school, to be honest. Think of all the things I could have seen. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.58.60. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.99.93, $8.49.97 for a half ounce, or $4.24.98 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.99.93, $8.49.97, and $4.24.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dial on this beautiful end of December. This is the last week of December. It's kind of weird because we still have another weekend left, right? Yeah, kind of cold. We got a little bit of snow in Las Vegas yesterday. I was pretty happy about that. I mean, for us, snow, anything that looks kind of white and is ice-ish, we call it snow. This way we get to kind of feel like we're, you know, with the rest of the country. Unfortunately, many of you have had tornadoes and pretty heavy blizzards and flights have been canceled. I have a medical student that's supposed to be rotating with me. She was stuck in a snowstorm. Shouldn't seem that unhappy about it. I mean, you can either spend the day learning with Dr. Dahlia or you could be stuck in an airport. So she's a good girl, smart girl, but, she got to get out of, get out of the rest of this week because her flight was delayed. I know I go easy on my students, but I teach them a lot. You know, we're talking about this NYU plan to make medical school 3 years instead of 4 years. Now, some of you have asked me about it because you're confused. You're like, okay, how do some people only go to medical school for 4 years when others go for 14? Really quickly, let's just quickly review what your average doctor goes through in terms of training, okay? All right. I believe in this day and age, so the year 2012 going into 2013, you cannot go to medical school without an undergraduate degree, and you can't go without a high school diploma. We don't count high school years. High school years are a given. So after your high schooling, et cetera, you go to an undergraduate. All right. Now, I think in the olden days, you didn't have to go to an undergraduate. There was a way where you could go right into medical training. But I believe in the United States, you have to have 4 years of undergraduate school. So there's your 4 years. Okay. And so we doctors add that. Okay? You know, I know you could say, well, you had 4-year medical school training, right? We add our undergrad, okay? Because undergrad was tough. Okay, and it makes it sound like we did more schooling when you get to add the undergrad year. So that's where the first 4 years come from before you even enter medical school. Then when you enter medical school, you got 4 years. Although NYU is trying to, you know, scrunch it down to 3 years. Year one of medical school for me. Now remember, I went to the University of Nevada, Reno, for my first 3 years, and then I did most of my fourth year at UCLA. And I don't think I would give up one day of either education I received. And in fact, I almost wish I could have had more. But you don't want more at the time because you need to start making money to pay off your loans. And, you know, you don't want to stay in school any longer than you have to. So year one, you learn a lot of the basics, like the pathophysiology. A lot of the stuff I've taught you all was a lot of my first year. You know, what's going on with the cells? What's going on with your epidermis and your dermis? You know, what's your heart muscle made of? Your smooth muscle lining? But in the University of Nevada, Reno, campus, they had you already start meeting patients day one. They wanted us to get over the awkwardness of talking to patients and getting a history and touching patients and, you know, being comfortable with our histories and our physicals, etc. And it excited you. You know, you're finally in medical school. You don't want to be stuck in a classroom that whole time. So in addition to, you know, learning your anatomy and dissecting cadavers and learning nutrition and neurology and biochemistry, you know, how the Krebs cycle works, how you make sugar and all that, you get to have some time where you start dealing with patients. So that's year one. Year two, they go really deep into the pathophysiology. You get a slide, Dr. Mehera called the mystery slides, where he gave you a slide of something, and then you had to answer a whole bunch of questions. I told you guys about the mystery slides, right? Okay. Those are kind of fun. They're kind of spooky. You know, mystery slide. You're like, what am I looking at? You know, do I need to wash my hands after touching the slide? And you would really get deeper into the pathophysiology. You can't get enough of that. I mean, if you don't understand how the body works, if you don't understand how the brain works, how the heart works, how the lung works, why people have COPD, why people have emphysema, you know, you don't want to just cookbook treat people. You know, okay, we have emphysema, so we're going to give you some steroids. Why? Why do the steroids work? What do their lungs look like? You know, what does a smoker's lung look like as opposed to a non-smoker's lung? So the only time we really got to see that in, you know, I would say as deeply as we did was your second year. That's when you had all these specimens and you could touch them, you could look at them, you could smell them. Okay? Third year is when you start doing the wards. Third year is when you start taking call and you started doing your 36-hour shifts. Boy, these kids are getting it easy now. So third year, you would follow around an intern, you'd follow around a resident, and then, of course, you'd follow around a main attending doctor after he got to wake up and have his morning coffee and you were there all night. And that's when you started to learn your obstetrics gynecology, you learned your surgery, you learned your internal medicine, and now you're learning hospital medicine. So the 2 years you got, and hope to the Lord that that was enough, was the most of what you were going to get with the anatomy and the pathophysiology and how things work. Now you're going to be practical with it. So in medical, so now third year medical school, while you're in the wards and while you're in the clinic, you're seeing the kid with strep throat. You're seeing the kid with sickle cell. You're seeing the baby delivered. You're seeing the need to do an episiotomy. You are seeing, you know, patients with cancer. And you're starting to learn how to treat them. You're overwhelmed. Being a third-year medical student, I don't think I wet my pants more. Now, mind you, I've had two kids vaginally, big-headed kids vaginally. I wet my pants more, right, prior to giving birth because of my third-year medical school. Okay, so now fourth year comes. Now, fourth year, it's very interesting. Now, this is the year they're thinking about dropping. Now, they interviewed, and I'll tell you what fourth year is. One of the students, let me see here, I saw in this article when they're talking about NYU cutting education down. I don't have her quote, but basically she was talking about how the fourth year is where you're basically kind of figuring out where you want to be a resident. You're, you know, you're kind of, you're kind of just looking towards your future, so you're not learning a lot. Oh, that's a whole bunch of baloney. Here it is. She says the fourth year of medical school is typically spent on career exploration by taking elective courses and interviewing for residencies. Okay, I don't know how much time she got off to interview for residency, but I was still busting my butt as a fourth year medical student. All right, and we, you know, now fourth year is where, okay, you've done everything. Like this is the body of the why. Okay, now you have to decide where you're going to branch out to. Okay, you've learned your pathophysiology. You know what happens in obstetrics. You know what happens in surgery. You know what happens in anesthesiology. You've seen radiology, and radiology was your favorite rotation because you got out early usually. And so you've seen most of these rotations in action. Now you need to hone in, because in 9 months you are going to be a doctor, and you're going to be taking care of people as an intern in the hospital. So if you're going for internal medicine, if you're going for OB-GYN, you better start boning up and honing in on your skills. Did I use the wrong term there earlier? I apologize. Okay, so fourth year, now that was the year I got to go to UCLA. Now, even though a lot of people look at the fourth year as kind of an easy year, it is not. All right, because your whole future depends on how well you do your fourth year and if the residency is going to like you. Plus, now you're kind of in charge of a third-year medical student beneath you. Right? They're not supposed to be beneath you, but they are below you in training. And now you have to oversee a student. That's very scary. In medical school, we say, see one, do one, teach one. That's it. By the third time, you're teaching somebody. So now you have a third-year medical student under you. Now, remember, I dated everybody I could up in Reno. My future husband was living in California, so I was able to transfer my last year to do at UCLA, even though I still graduated at UNR Reno. Now, that's where I took my head and neck rotation to really learn about head and neck. That's when I took my infectious disease. I wanted to really learn malaria and dengue fever and a lot of these in case I wanted to do travel medicine, but the majority of it was HIV. So I was trained really well on HIV, even though now a lot of the medicines and treatments are obsolete, but I learned a lot back then. That's when I was at Jill Stein and I learned a lot of ophthalmology. I wish I could have had 3 fourth years, because that is when you get to pick and choose what you want to learn and try to get good at it. All right, then you graduate. I mean, that year goes by fast. You graduate, and now you're an intern. Okay? You are now in charge of patients. You are on call. You are the first person the nurse calls. And that's it. Your 4 years of medical school was a blink of an eye. You think I'm for cutting that down to 3 years just to make the field more attractive to others? If you want to make it less expensive, then lower your tuition and fees. Why the hell does it cost $50,000 a year to go to medical school at NYU? If you want to make it cheaper, then make it cheaper, but don't cut back on the training. Don't. Now, that's where healthcare is going. Because we don't have enough doctors, doctors are saying to hell with this. You know, Fox News had an article where they were discussing how some cancer docs say their income is tied to the treatments. No! Doctors are making money off of treatments? Well, of course. Okay, how many of you, if you go into medical school, you want to be an oncologist or a hematologist? Boring. That's not the most fun. Surgery and ER, pretty exciting stuff. You're going to have to incentivize somebody to do oncology. And yes, you can't live on the office visit where you make $2.42, assuming what somebody's copay is. So as they're making doctors look like bad guys, doctors are saying, to hell with this. So who's going to replace doctors? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCS-ELLIE.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. You know, when I get many of your emails and your phone calls, a lot of times what I try to do is group them up. Even though I promise I'll usually play the medical question the next day on air when we have a live show on air, many of your questions that have to do with certain subjects, I try to lump them in. So I can't tell you how many emails we've received over the past year, couple years, on the training differences between MDs, DOs, nurse practitioners, PAs, etc. And so I don't always answer those questions if I'm talking about other medical topics, right, like prostate or breast cancer or heart disease, etc. So I don't want you to think I'm ignoring them, but this is a great time to then address the training aspect of who's taking care of you. And the reason why we're bringing the subject to light is because an article came out discussing how New York University, as well as other medical schools, are planning on shortening the medical school program to make it cheaper for new enrollees and to pump doctors out quicker. And we're discussing if that's a good idea or a bad idea. Now, I had at great length explained to you the whole medical school process, what we do first year, second year, third year, fourth year. Then you become an intern as you're in your residency. Now, the residency is depending on what you plan on doing. If you plan on becoming a surgeon, it could be 5+ years. 5 years for general surgeon, plus add more if there's cardiovascular surgery, neurosurgery, etc. So residency can go on at some points unlimited. When I was at UCLA, some of the family medicine residents, you were able to be chief resident if you did a fourth year residency. Now, for internal medicine or family medicine, it's usually 3 years post-medical school. That's how you get the 10 years of, that's how you get the 10 years post-high school, or 11 years. You have 4 years of undergrad, you have 4 years of medical school, so that's 8. And then some states, you could just do 1 year of internship, get your license, and boom, after 1 year. But for most states, you need to have done at least a 3-year residency. That brings you up to 11 total years. And a 3-year residency is one of the smaller residencies you could do. Now, pumping doctors out of medical school 1 year early, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference, because as you could see, we still have residency programs. Now, what happens in residency? Well, in residency, that's when now you're actually taking care of people. All right, you have your license on the line. You have your, you may not be licensed, but you have your future license on the line. You could be sued, okay? But a person could die on your watch. Usually with a medical student, it's very difficult to kill somebody because you have so many other people above you watching you. But when you're an intern, I can't tell you how many times when I was an intern, my superior, I call them superior officers, but my superior residents were delivering other babies, or they were in surgeries, and I was by myself. Sometimes being by yourself and being thrown in, that's the best way to learn. And thank God nobody died on my watch, so I was pretty happy about that. But it was scary. It was scary. But what I think was the most valuable part of residency is you're in a situation where you're seeing things that you wouldn't usually see in an office setting. Right? So I saw porphyria and bullous pemphigoid, and, you know, you'll see all these, you know, more rare esoteric diseases, but you need to see them because you need to be able to identify them. Not everybody is going to have the flu. Not everybody is going to have HSP, which is an illness that a lot of kids get with upper respiratory infections and diarrhea and purpura and spots, etc. So, I mean, you kind of see the basics. You see meningitis, you know, but you want to see some things are a little bit more esoteric. Like I talked to you about that gentleman that had some weird skin discolorations on his knees. You know, he had tan knees, kind of like big moles on his knees, but it was pretty, they were kind of faded moles. And I brought it up to my superior resident going, something could be wrong. This young man in the ICU could actually have cancer. And, you know, the resident yells at me, says, you know, the patient's here for asthma exacerbation. Just, you know, no, we're not going to be doing a cancer workup right now on him. Well, it ended up he had lymphoma. Now, the reason why I picked that up is maybe because I was a new student and I had that information fresh in my mind. And, you know, I have a knack for dermatological manifestations of internal malignancy. I kind of read books on that, and I really dig that subject. But, again, it was esoteric. Yet it was esoteric enough for when I see a patient that has some weird discolorations on their skin, I'll raise an eyebrow. And so residency was so powerful in putting you in the middle of all sorts of different pathology out there, as opposed to kind of, you know, sitting in a suburb type clinic, seeing the same things, menopause, weight gain, thyroid, diabetes, etc. Because when somebody comes to you, right, as a and they have some weird symptoms, you could blow it off. You could say it's all in your head, or you could stop and think and, you know, see if they're all related. So as now, Obamacare and Washington and universities are trying to figure out how to solve one tiny aspect of our healthcare crisis. It's a crucial one, but it's a small aspect of our healthcare crisis, right? Costs, right? Maybe if doctors don't have to pay as much to go for schooling, it won't be as expensive to employ them, which means now maybe what we could do is pay doctors less. It's a thought. It's a thought. I mean, I disagree with it, but I can understand how somebody who is attempting to be economically savvy would look at that. Well, why do doctors have to make so much? Why do doctors have to make $140,000 a year when they get out of training? Why? Well, to pay their student loans. Well, why not? Why don't we make their student loans less? Why don't we make medical school quicker? So then we don't have to pay them $140,000. We could pay them $85,000. Right? And we've all discussed that. There's not a lot of incentive for doctors to enter medicine now, especially with Obamacare giving us guidelines and not giving us any legal protection. Right? But the government's not worried about that. We talked about that. The government would love doctors to go away because they could hire nurse practitioners and physician assistants. Now, nurse practitioners and physician's assistants, I think, are phenomenal. Everybody I've worked with just has blown me away with their acumen and with their work ethic, right? But let's face it, they do have less years of schooling. Some of you have asked, how many years of schooling does a physician assistant have? Well, it depends. Some physician assistants programs do not require a college degree. Most, though, are starting to require that. And since most physician assistants programs are 2 to 3 years, you're looking at 2 to 3 years post a four-year undergrad. So that would be then a total of 6, 7 years. Same thing with nurse practitioners. You usually have to have a bachelor's these days and then a couple years post that. For some nurse practitioners programs, you actually need some RN experience first. So somebody could say that could actually make it now 8 years, but still less years. Now, here's, though, the kicker, guys. Nurse practitioners and physician assistants, they're making six figures also these days. There's such a doctor shortage, you can't hire a physician assistant for $50,000, $60,000 like you used to. These physician assistants are making bucks. They're six figures as well. Now, why? Well, because these physician assistants and nurse practitioners are taking care of patients too. They also have liability. Why shouldn't they get paid? You know, if they're doing similar work to a doctor, why don't they get paid similarly? So if the government is thinking, or if a hospital is thinking, or a clinic is thinking, well, we're going to save money having a nurse practitioner or physician assistant, you will save a little bit of money. You will. But not much. Now, who do you want taking care of you? I've had nurse practitioners, physician assistants take care of me in the past. I love them. You know, I honestly, you can't judge a person and judge a medical provider based on how many years of schooling they went post-college. All right? But you want anybody that's going to work on you to have, quote unquote, seen it all. Now, none of us can say we've seen it all, but the more experience we have in training, the better the chance you have of seeing it all. All right? I can't tell you how many times my training has saved me in practice. Yes, I learn things post-practice. You learn things every day. But I rely so much on those years that I got in school. So do I think they should cut the schooling by a year? No, I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. I don't think it's going to incentivize enough people to go into medicine, especially when they're contemplating paying people less. Like I said, they're already ripping on cancer doctors for getting paid as they do chemotherapy. Well, you better pay somebody to do it. All right, guys, let's hit some medical news when we come back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products.
Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So President George Bush Sr. is has now been moved up to the ICU and considered to be in guarded condition as he's in ICU at Methodist Hospital. From what we understand, the 88-year-old former president has kind of hit a setback a little bit with continuous fever. He originally was admitted, I believe, around Thanksgiving. So he's been there for a few weeks because of a cough. They were talking about bronchitis, maybe pneumonia, but he was admitted for a cough. Now they're bringing up because he's had fevers, they've admitted him to the ICU. They say he's alert, he's talking to medical staff, he's stable, but he remains in guarded condition. Now, he's actually been hospitalized since November 23rd. Now, you know, please keep in mind, anytime we get reports on any of our political leaders, all right, it's usually a small part of the story, but I know we're a little nervous. Okay, you know, most people, they don't go into the hospital for a cough and stay there for weeks unless there's something else brewing. All right? And many of you have asked me, what do I think is going on? Do I think it's lung cancer? Do I think, you know, did he have a pulmonary embolism? Did he have a blood clot? I don't know. You know, give the man some privacy. We are a little nervous. You know, once you move up to ICU as opposed to moving out of the hospital, we get a little nervous. From what we understand, he is being, I believe, tube fed, a liquid diet. All right. So somebody is probably also going to be watching the kidneys. It's not like he's eating a regular diet. You know, it looks like they have to feed him. And if he's in the ICU, was he intubated? From what we understand, he wasn't intubated. You know, but they're watching him. And when you're in guarded condition, okay, it's better than critical, right? You know, you have good condition, you have stable condition, you have guarded condition, then you have critical condition. And, you know, when people are critical, that's when we're nervous. Guarded condition is a step down, luckily. But, again, they're watching him. They're watching his kidneys. They're watching to make sure he doesn't go into sepsis. They're watching his liver. They're watching his breathing, watching his heart, most likely. So guarded condition means he's being watched, although you would think a former president would be watched. But in terms of, you know, medically, whenever I was in residency and we had somebody in guarded condition, I didn't go to sleep. You know, I would pretty much stay on the floor. I mean, when they're in critical condition, I'm next to their bedside. Guarded condition, I'm on the floor or the floor above or the floor below it. That's how I used to look at that. All right. So not sure why he had a fever. Did he pick up a nosocomial infection, another bug while he was in the hospital? We don't know. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Of course, the prayers are with him. Hope he gets through this. For those of you that are getting ready for New Year's, some of you are already planning the drinking, right? And I understand that. I understand that. I'm not going to tell you no drinking. I'm going to, you know, just kind of let sleeping dogs lie on that one, because I don't want you guys to think I'm more of a geek than I already am. But we do have some news that asparagus may actually be a cure for hangovers. Usually after New Year's, we always talk about hangover cures. You know, every year we talk about hangover cures, and some of you talk about the Bloody Mary. Some of you talk about sex. Some of you have a mixture of Tylenol, Valium, Ambien, and Lortab, which I'm not a fan of. But we have a suggestion for you, a healthy suggestion for you, asparagus. Would I ever take asparagus for a hangover? No. I probably would not drink just so I didn't have to deal with asparagus the next day. I don't like asparagus. Anyway, the Institute of Food Technologies is reminding people of a 2009 study from the Institute of Medical Science and Jeju National University in South Korea that said if you eat asparagus, it could help cure unwanted hangovers. According to researchers, consistent alcohol causes stress to the liver. This could lead to alcohol hangovers, headaches, nausea, fatigue, etc. Asparagus has certain amino acids and minerals which can guard the liver against toxins, therefore relieving that hangover side effect. They say cellular toxicities, boy, they make this article boring. Cellular toxicities were significantly alleviated in response to treatment with the extracts of asparagus leaves and shoots. See, what they don't understand is for those of us who vomit when we have to taste an asparagus or a Brussels sprout or a yucky vegetable, if you're already in the mood to vomit because you drank too much alcohol or you're having a hangover, the last thing you're going to want to do is put a disgusting vegetable in your mouth. But I got to tell you, I have been to a fancy restaurant where asparagus was stuck on the plate. You know, I would never order asparagus. You know how sometimes you could go to a steakhouse, some of these fancy places, and you could order a side dish? That makes me so mad. I get so mad. If we're going to a place where you're already spending $30 a plate, okay, the vegetables and the starch better be included. But no, some of these fancy places, they'll give you a steak, a piece of meat on a blank plate. And then you gotta spend $10 for each side. All right. Now, every now and then there's a woman. Usually you don't see men order it. Do you notice that? There's usually a woman who goes, "Oh, let's order a side of asparagus, shall we? That sounds delish." And you're like, "You kidding me? No, 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 no. Don't get me on this. I'm not splitting the bill with you on the asparagus. If you're ordering asparagus, that's for you. Okay. If I'm going to order a side, it's going to probably be those, praline, potatoes that have cheese all over them, and the potatoes are nice and thin like a brick. So you eat a brick of potato. Yeah, okay, I know that's not healthy, but if I'm going to be spending that kind of money going to a steakhouse, the last thing I'm going to do is spend $10 on asparagus, okay? I could get my fruits and vegetables at a cheaper place. I don't have to spend that kind of money. But I have to admit, I have actually taken my fork, grabbed the phallic-looking vegetable, eaten it, and if it's well-seasoned and they buttered that sucker up and seasoned it to the point where you could barely taste the vegetable, I could get it down the gullet. I can. All right, but they're suggesting that they... I just hate being ripped off. Honestly, if you're going to, you know, at least with Outback Steakhouse, you get a side, you get bread. They serve you bread. You could get a salad, and you could get rice or potato or vegetables. That's how I like to get a steak. I like to get a steak where you don't have to pay extra for all the other crap that you're going to eat with it. All right, but don't expect, honestly, that's probably why so many businesses have been going out of business, because, you know, they do something stupid like charging $10 for asparagus. Oh, I know, the cauliflower. Can you explain that? Please explain to me why anybody would buy cauliflower. You're going to spend $10 for a side of cauliflower? Oh, and then Brussels sprouts. I was at one place that had Brussels sprouts, right? I think we took my mom out for her birthday. And, of course, what does my mom order? The Brussels sprouts. It stunk up the whole table. It ruined the meal. It did. Don't go to these places if somebody is going to order a dish that's going to stink up the table, because now you just wasted all that money. All right, so anyway, asparagus, they say the cellular toxicities were significantly alleviated in response to treatment with the extracts of asparagus leaves and shoots. The reason why asparagus have shoots is because when people get the disgusting vegetable, they go, shoot, I pick this. Sorry. Oh, come on, that's funny. All right. These results provide evidence of how the biological functions of asparagus can help alleviate alcohol hangover and protect liver cells. Now, you notice, usually at this point in time, this is where I like to go off on a bandwagon, how I think everything was created by God and how Mother Nature has a reason for everything. And you see why the Lord made asparagus, because it prevented us from hangovers. But, alcohol wasn't a main staple back in caveman days. So I guess, that theory may not hold as true as I'd like it to be. All right, because God, I don't think, planned alcohol to come. I'm glad he did, though. I mean, if he changed his mind and had anything to do with alcohol, great, thank you. But asparagus came before alcohol. We all know that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're moving into the next hour of the show. I know some of you are going, thank God. But interesting stuff. 1 in 12 U.S. soldiers who have died in combat. Oh, you know, Scott brought up wine. Wine was around, but it took a while for them to figure that out. Asparagus still came before wine. Even though you wonder with Adam and Eve. I mean, did Eve drink a little bit to be thinking the serpent was talking to her? You wonder. Anyway, 1 in 12 U.S. servers who died in combat had plaque buildup in their arteries. That's an early sign of heart disease. And these service members are in shape, so we're going to talk about that. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.